Very bekitzer. It says like this. It says Ve'ela Tolos Aaron and Moshe Biyoyim Dibra Hashem Es Moshe Bar Sinai. So Rashi brings us, these are the children of Aaron and Moshe on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe Bar Sinai. And then it says Ve'ela Shmois Bnei Aaron. These are the children of Aaron, Abachar Nadav Aviyu Alozav Yisomer. Zach Rashi Ve'ela Tolos Aaron and Moshe. Ve'ela Mazgo Bnei Aaron. So these are the children of Aaron and Moshe, and then it never ends up saying the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, just as the children of Aaron HaKohen. So why does it say these are the children of Aaron and Moshe? And then it just goes and says the children of Aaron, doesn't say the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Zot Rashi, Shem Chazal, Ve'ene Mazgel B'nei Aaron, V'nikru Tovus Moshe, yet they are called the children of Moshe, L'fi Shalom Den Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah, Melamed Shekol Melamed is Ben Chaveiro Torah. We learn from here that whoever teaches is Ben Chaveiro Torah. If he teaches the son of his friend Torah, Ma'ala Lavakosim, the Torah treats it kilu yod as if he gave birth. So it says, Eila told this, Ana Moshe, Taka Moshe Rabbeinu's children. Since Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah, that's why the pasuk finishes, B'yoyim Dibra Hashem is Moshe Bar Sinai. On the day Moshe was spoken to by Hashem at Har Sinai. And Moshe learned Torah, and he gave the Torah over to Aaron HaKohen's children. So they became Pashanish children. Why only are these called as children? It all applies to Moshe Rabbeinu's children. That needs a hezber ayin the sifsei chachamim. But it says whoever is melamed as ben chaveir Torah, it's ma'al of akasim, we treat it kiilu yaladad, as if he gave birth to that child, it's his child, because he taught him Torah. What I want to bring out of this is a side point. From the fact that the Torah says, Chazal said the Torah, the mefarish class, that the oimik of the Torah, the Torah holds, the Torah, Hashem's viewpoint, that somebody who teaches his chaver son Torah is like he gave birth to him, is the pshat that there is a new later when a person learns Torah. We see there's a new birth when somebody learns Torah. We know when somebody becomes a Baal Tshuva, when somebody l'mashal first of all becomes a ger, it's a katan shenoylad. A Baal Tshuva is nefach lish acher. It says a Baal Tshuva is mishana shmoy, the Rambam says kaloymar kish acher. The Rambam says mishana shmoy kaloymar niyish acher. Doesn't really mean change your name, it's a nish acher. So by tshuva and by somebody, side by the Indian of tshuva, side the Indian of ger, there's an Indian of becoming a new person, nefach lish acher. What we see in this chazal is somebody who learns Torah is also a new birth. Because if the Torah says that a Malamid ben Chaveir is ki'ilu, there's a lady that's like you gave birth to him, as Vice says, that person has a new creation. Vice says, in some b'chinah, there's a new creation. I just want to be mazgir a little, the new creation of somebody who learns Torah. What this means, that the person, if he has somebody who just gave birth to him, when he taught him Torah, means the one who learned the Torah just in some degree became a new child, so much so that he can have a new parent at that moment. What's that new birth? Lately we've been trying to say over a little bit from Rav Olba. To say over Rav Olba, I would like to share something Rav Olba says, and with that just be mazbeh, this inyan of the new lady of somebody who learns Torah. Rav Olba explains, it's Gemara in Ervin and a Gemara in Adarim. We're going to learn Beis Hashem this coming year. Beis Hashem this coming year, we'll learn next year, we'll learn Adarim. And the Gemara says follows, the Gemara says, it says in Mimidbar Matana, it's going through the travels of Klal Yisrael. It says from the Midbar they travel to Matana, Matana Nachliel, it goes through all the travels. And the Gemara Nedarim in Ervin says that Mimidbar Matana Darshins, Im Adam Mesim Atzmai Kemidbar. If a person makes himself like a Midbar, then he's Zaycha to Torah. Then he's Zaycha to Torah, Mimidbar Matana. If he makes himself Mufkar like a Midbar, then he's Zaycha to the Matana of Torah, to the present of Torah. It's the Gemara Darshins. In the Darin, the Ran's Mashmat of Pshat, this Indian of Midbar, is that he's Mufkar Lakol, is that he teaches everybody. Is that he's willing to give it over. We learned in Makkos, the Gemara says that somebody loves me, Ya'ayev Ulamid Ba'amayin, somebody who's willing to teach the masses, somebody's willing to give over his Torah, Lo'i Tvua, to him is Tvua, he gets Torah. If he's willing to give it over, that Torah goes where it's going to spread the most. So Hashem gives Siat Nishmaya, the one who's just going to keep it for himself, it's not going to spread. So Torah doesn't go there. Torah's tendency is to go to the place where it's going to spread further to. Torah's Nimshal Kemayim, one place Medrash says Mayim has a tendency to flow. Torah also wants to spread. Kaviyachal, the nature of Torah is it's like water. Water flows, it tends to flow. So too Torah has that thing about it. It's not a solid which is in one spot. water moves, it's nayin. So to tell you, as that property that it wants, it has the property it wants to flow to those people. Like Bazai, if somebody has a star that he gives over Torah goes to him, loy tvua. So that's the Ran's mashma in Midbar Matana. Somebody who makes himself mufkar lakol, that he's willing to teach him Matana, he gets the Matana of Torah. But Revolb is going, the Gemara and Ervin's mashma different shot, and Revolb is going based on the Gemara and Ervin. Revolb teaches it as follows. He says, what's this Indian, this Hefker? If somebody's Hefker like a Midbar, then he gets the Matan of Torah. What's this Indian of Hefker like a Midbar? So Revolb says as follows. It doesn't just mean Yegiyah. The Indian of Hefker is something more than Yegiyah, and he says as follows. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara says, Yagata Matzasa. If you're Yegiyah and Torah, then you'll find Torah. Mitziyah, though, is a lesser Kenyan than a Matana. Yagata Matzasa is a Mitziyah. You'll find Torah, you'll have a Mitziyah. Midbar, if you have the Darga of Hefker, like Hefker, we'll discuss what that is, Midbar, then Matana, Torah is Matana. Zok Yevolba, what are these two Dargas? What is this Darga that if you learn Torah with Yegiyah, then you'll get a Mitziyah of Torah? If you learn Torah with Midbar, with Hefker, then you get a Matana. Now, how do we know Matana is greater? We all learned by Mitziyah. A Mitziyah has no Dasa Cheres Makna. A Mitziyah has no giver over. A Mitziyah doesn't have somebody giving it over. By Mitziyah. By Matana, it has somebody giving it over. Matana is a Dasa Cheres Makna. We say Mipiv Dasa Spuna. The Medrash says, the Medrash in Shema Yistaka, it says about a Chacham, it says about a person, it gives a mashal of a person who wants something, like shirayim from a king. And the king gives him shirayim and says, I don't want, I want from what's in your mouth. I don't just want some shirayim, some food that you have in your house. I want it from your mouth. And it says, by Torah, we want Chacham, we want Torah from Hashem's mouth, Mipiv Dasa Spuna. We want Dasa Cheres Makna, we want a connection to the giver. By a Mitziyah, the Pshah is not the same connection to the giver. Mitziyah, there is no giver. You find it, there's no Makna. There's no giver over. Mitziyah, you find something Hefker, and you pick it up. There's no Makna. By a Matana, there's a giver, there's a connection, there's a Makna and a Koina. So Revolba says, by the Agata, Yegiyah just gives you Mitziyah. You get Torah. But it doesn't guarantee a connection with Hashem. What guarantees a connection with the Hashem? That's Hefker, that's Midbar. What's that? That's Matana. Then already you don't just get Torah, you get Torah with Hashem, you get a Shaychus Hashem. You get with the Das Acheres connection to Hashem, which you need for Matana, you need that the giver is Makna to you. So what's that? Hefker. Zok Yevolba, that Indian of Hefker, is that he takes all his desires and they crumble in front of the Torah. Yegiyah means he works hard for Torah. Hefker, a Midbar Hefker means that he forgets all other matters. It's a pshat that this is all that he seeks. That he's mevatel his other ritzinus. That inyan of Hefker lakol is there is nothing else. A Midbar is a place there exists nothing else. There's no, very little life flourishes in a Midbar. The side of the Midbar is, we got the term the Midbar, in a place there aren't other things, there's no action in Midbar. It's a deadly still place. And Midbar Matana, to get the Matana of Torah, the person has to make himself like a Midbar, there's nothing else going on. He goes after with all his shifas. He brings from the Balatanya that he says that the Yisai to get the Torah is he has to be Leichem and Gufa in Muhammad Suma Kazu. And he says, till somebody has this battle with his Ratzin, Adayim Laigia Lebuchena, he has not reached this Kenyan Torah. He brings from the Balatanya that the aside of this Kenyan HaTorah of Hefker, of Midbar, is the pshat that he fights his Ratzin. He describes Yevolba the Ratzin to get up, that the person Beteva can learn 6 hours a day. He's kind of Torah, and the get there of Hefker is when he learns 6 hours and 20 minutes. When there's that 20 minute battle, more than he can do, when he's Loichim im Atzmai. Ein HaTorah Miskayim El Mish Meimis Atzmai Aleha. Adam Kiyom is Ba'ayel, he has to be Meimis Atzmai. He has to knock himself out. That's Midbar. That's that Bechin of Midbar. That's when he has a Shaykh to Hashem. That's when Torah is deeply felt in him. That's the Bechin that he's Pashat Nefach L'Shacher. This Bechin we speak about, that you teach somebody Torah, is Kilu Yoldai. This Bechin of being a new person, that the person changes, this Bechin of Hefker, that he's Mevatel is Ritzonis. You have people who say, I'm not so smart. I don't know if I don't have the kishrin for it. I don't have the zitzplesh. They don't realize that in that area that he's weak, that's the area that he can tackle to become one with Torah. That's the area where he can be nefach mishacher. If I care what he naturally has, that's there. He can have yegiyah, he can have a mitziyah. But that area that Torah is given in Latana, it says, Bereshayin and Maishra, when you used to learn Torah, forget. Gemara Nedarim also, until it was given by Matana. That area that Torah is Miskai and the Yodai, what does it mean Maishra used to forget? It means it wasn't one with him until it's given Matana. That area that the person Pasha becomes a Ben Torah, Torah is one with him, he's a walking Torah, he's not just a Laimei Torah, a learner of Torah. It's not just the Mitziah. That area that becomes a Matana, becomes one with him, that area that he's Mekushar, that he's so tied to Torah, is when he's Meimis Atzniela, is when he changes his Atznios, is when he makes himself like a Midbar. That's Taka Leida, a new person. Upon him Chadoshes Bo'olakan. The person Taka changes around. His Revolva calls it his Spat Masadim and Kol Shifasai. The person who wants to learn Torah, but he's dreaming of this thing and that thing, is all many, many sheifas, that he could have yegiyah still with many sheifas. It's possible to have yegiyah, it's possible even to have the Torah as a mitziah. But to have the Torah as a kinyan mamish, he has to mevatel other mitzayinus. He has to fight his teva. He has to fight if his teva is, it's hard for him to concentrate, it's hard to focus. You see, today is a machl of our focus. People have a problem with rikuz, the media that's called focus. So the yisoid is not to say, okay, so this is my problem, so I can't focus, whatever I can focus, good. The yisoid of kinyan HaTorah is this hefker, that's mamish, that's the b'chin of this midbar, of this hefker, that the person says, I see my limitations, but I'm going to go after it in such a degree, I'm going to break my atzmius. If my tefs, I can only focus for 5 minutes, I'm going to focus 6 minutes. That's the hefker, that's the breaking of the atzmius, that's the breaking of self. That Rav Volba said is that absolute essential for Torah to be a matana, for a person to connect to Torah, that's what's needed. I felt this kedai, obviously it's leading up to Shavuos, that this inyan is kedai, certainly, a person has limitations, that a person has to battle with smartness. Certainly if a person could sit 5 hours a day and tries to sit 10, it's not a wise idea. Utz birag l'chayte, one who tries to jump levels is a sinner. So he has to balance. Certainly he can't push himself beyond his, without chachma. But with chachma, vadat's not just to not be chachmadik. At the same time, I have no limitations. Utz birag l'chayte, one who springs is a sinner. But with chachma, a little bit, to push a little more, to push a drip more, to be loichim im atzma, as the Balatani quotes, l'ilachim im gufa, milcham atzuma, to fight this battle against himself, to work, instead of saying fighting against yourself, that sounds scary, say to extend oneself, to expand that hefker, that's the hefker. The hefker is, the nekud of hefker is, he's so to speak, master who he is in the past. He's master, he doesn't look at what he was. I'm not the type, I can't concentrate, I can't sit, I grew up with a different understanding of what Asmad, all these things, that's where it comes after. The person has to change his musagim, that's changing one's musagim, but I always thought my whole life I would do a certain thing. That's also kolze bichlal hefker. The person is mafker his past thoughts, his mafker his past tendencies, kolze is bichlal the hefker. And when a person zeicha to do that, little by little, a little bit, pushes a little bit, he's taka zeicha to matan of Torah. He's taka zeicha that the person himself becomes a ben Torah. It's much more connected to him. Mipiv das esfuna. It's mamish, he's eating kaviyoch in the Rebbeinu Shem's mouth. He's a kesher to Barayel mamish. That's his darga. That's the darga the Torah speaks about, a darga of somebody becoming a new person. It's kilu pasha, his Rebbe is his father, it's a new person, what's that? That's the person who is able to change from what he was in the past, to learn a Torah in a way of hefker, and we talk, this leading up to this Kabbal Sator, we talk Shmei Kabbal Sator, the Baruch Shalom should give us Torah v'matana. Amen.